Okay, and welcome back as we rumble into the end of the year and the Christmas holiday weekend. With us this first hour is Tim Riefat from the UK. Terrible Tim is with us several times a month to give his First Amendment views of the world, his geopolitical analyses, and other events of interest that he will comment upon. We are in the Christmas season, and sales are supposedly good, but the future is grim. Now, we've all heard Tiny Tim, God bless us, everyone. Well, Terrible Tim doesn't share that view, but it's always interesting to hear him, and he's there now, I believe, standing by in the UK. Are you there in Brighton, sir?
Hello, Jeff. Thanks for having me on. I know why you have me on, because I'm non-controversial and all your other guests are controversial, so your guests, as I say, shake everything up, and then you have me on because I never offend anybody.
Well, you're so boring. I want to have somebody boring on once in a while, so I make sure I invite you.
And as I say, I thought we'd talk generally about Christmas, because Christmases are coming, and it's a vital part of the so-called Western society, in that if people wore their clothes until they wore out, wore their shoes until they wore out, if they didn't...
Can you get on your handset?
Sorry?
Can you get on the handset if you're on speaker?
I have to say, you can always phone me back if it's bad.
It's bad.
Yep. Did you want to phone me back?
Yeah. Go ahead, hang up. All right, we're going to call him back. That's a funny line. It's not a habit, but I have worn things, and I suspect many of you have, until they actually wear out. That's sort of the idea. You know, you wear things, and then when they wear out, you replace them. Well, I've done that. In fact, if you were to see my normal day-to-day shoes, well, you wouldn't want to. But they're comfortable. I think you can understand that one, too. In the meantime, we're dialing Tim back, and we'll have him momentarily.
Is that better, Jeff?
A little bit. Are you on? You're not on speaker, are you?
No, I say it's the normal phone.
All right. Okay. Just stay right up on the mouthpiece, and let's see if we get... Pull up a little closer, and let's see if that helps.
How's that, Jeff?
A little better. Yeah, we're okay now. Now, I wanted to say one thing before you go on. I was out today for several hours. I don't usually do this in stores. And I looked in vain for one truly happy, not contrived, a spontaneously happy face. I couldn't find one. Big surprise. Go ahead.
Christmas is a vital part of the programming. Looking at the science bit first. In that, if people wore their clothes until they wore out, I, for example, am forced to wear the same set of clothes, microwave and get rid of the tags. So if I buy new clothes, it's a huge drama de-tagging them. And of course, since we've got a fleet of microwave vans outside. Some of them nuclear powered, because if you go on timreefat.com, you'll be able to see some vans which aren't moved. They're permanently stationed there 24/7 and have been for the past year. For example, the VU06, and there's about six or seven that have never moved.
Right.
So of course I had to build a steel bunker, which means that I can't buy new furniture. I can't have my 50-inch plasma television. my Ferrari would get smashed to pieces if I left it in a car park by MI5. I can't go on luxury holidays because the American military and the British want to rendite me to some secret Guantanamo. And the point of this conversation is I have to live as if I was one of the Wall Street protesters actually trying to break the corporations by not buying their stuff. It isn't that I don't want to buy it, but I find myself in a situation where the British government's desperate to do me in, so it's not worthwhile spending money. But the thing is that you've got the majority, if not 99.9% of the Western population, working hard at jobs they hate, or if they're a student, one of the 1 million a year we produce in the UK, they're trying to get a job but never will because, of course, we don't need them. Or if they're in Spain, and young people, 50% of them are unemployed, so they've got zero chance of ever getting a job. So they have to come to this country to make sure that our people never ever get a job. And the point of this is that the whole of Christmas can be seen as the vital keystone of getting the wage slaves on the slave plantation to work on the slave plantations, and it actually sets the rules of the box in that people are defined not by their character, not by their education, because education now doesn't matter because you're never going to get a job unless, like Cameron, you were born with a silver spoon in your mouth and daddy was a multi-millionaire. You're defined by your possessions. And this, of course, is the blueprint which is stamped on the Westerner, that if they toe the line, get a good education, and, of course, never upset the authorities and are a good citizen, and, of course, phone up the police if anyone has got windows which are blacked out and they don't talk to the neighbours. This, of course, is defined by the British police as a terrorist. And, of course, you must phone up if you know of loners, because a loner is defined by the British police as a terrorist.
This is yes. Uh-huh. Right.
This, of course, this herd-like behaviour is inculcated by shopping. And, of course, we know that the young people are indoctrinated into these high-priced computer games, which, of course, have... Also, the mind control aspect, which is turning them into good soldiers to kill people. And, of course, we've got all these military games which turn the American child into a feral, vicious killer for the American war machine, the same in the West. And when you buy your young child a computer game, a lot of the time it's about shooting people up, blowing things up, and killing people on the screen. And modern scientific research has shown that the mind of a young person now is wired in the same way as a chronic gambler. So the computer games that they use 24/7, and
right.
of course
right.
continue into adult life, rewire their brain and turn them into a chronic gambler. This of course, is well known.
Well, they certainly rewire their brains into, and you know this, much more than a chronic gambler. They turn them into chronic killers in a virtual
exactly.
sense. And that's...
But this, of course, is needed because you remember the West is going to declare war on the rest of the world. We have to have the Albert Pike conquest of the world. So you need to have... the West young population turned into amoral killers who worship, the only thing they worship is merchandise. And if they want to get merchandise, they better go with the program and they better do what they're told, because if they don't, they'll never earn money. And we know now, due to the machinations of the Rothschilds, that getting money, if you're a young person, is very, very difficult. You get a degree,
right.
which, of course, allows you to...
go into debt. It allows you to go into debt. About 75,000 on average for your loan to get your degree.
Yes, and it also allows you to fill in a McDonald's or Burger King or Kentucky Fried Chicken application form.
Yep, that's
and
right.
And you'll be one of the thousands applying for that job.
That's correct. Stand by, Tim. We have to pause. That's no exaggeration either. I want to try and during the break call you back one more time. Make sure you're on that handset. Keep it right near, and we'll call you right back. So go ahead and hang up. Tim Riefat is with us live from England. We're talking about Christmas and the general state of where we're headed. Back in a minute. Okay, we're back, and as Tim has pointed out, the public, of course, is trained ruthlessly from their infant stage to be consuming idiots. And watching them out consuming today or any day and hearing the obligatory Merry Christmas everywhere, Merry Christmas, no one means it or say it. It's like, have a nice day. Pretty grim. But as you say, Tim, they're all buying useless things that they really don't need. They're buying trinkets. They're buying junk jewelry. They're buying toys. They're buying things that further reinforce the overriding training they've been given since children. Go ahead.
Well, even worse than that, if they try and resell them, if they become bankrupt, they find the real value of these goods in that they don't even have a tenth of their resale value.
Oh, of course. When you walk out the door with it, forget it. They might as well have thrown the money out the window. Hopefully the item you bought will last a while, but no.
So, for example, you know, I only buy CDs from charity shops, and I buy, books from charity shops and throw them away after I've read them. And this behavior is that, I'm going to leave the country at a moment's notice. When I have to. So, of course, possessions are of no value to me. But from the viewpoint of someone who's going to work, and, of course, in a job they hate, in order to buy garbage, which is only worth maybe a tenth of what they paid for it, just because social conditioning forces them to buy this rubbish, which, of course, keeps the big corporations going, is vital and is the cornerstone of the West. Because how many times is it talked about that retail sales are the basis of the Western economy? So the more people buy, the more of this corporate garbage, which they don't need and is only worth one-tenth of its value once you've bought it, the more of this garbage that they buy, the better the economy. Which so you can see it's vital that we have the mind control retail indoctrination, which starts from a young child, because it, of course, at Christmas you're always expected to be bought a present, which goes under the Christmas tree, and of course you don't realize when you're a child that your parents have to work in jobs they don't want in order to buy you this rubbish.
And of course, now, I want to add one thing into the conversation about buying trinkets and stuff we don't need. Probably the biggest ripoff of all in the range of normal consumer goods are diamonds. Now, don't laugh. Diamonds. And I'll tell you why. Yes, diamonds are beautiful. Yes, diamonds are relatively precious stones. Yes, yes, yes. 3 out of 5 Jewish Beverly Hills jewelers could not tell the difference between diamonds and cubic zirconia with their best magnifying eyepiece. That's a fact. So think about that one, folks. And if you want to try and resell a diamond, good luck, because you're going to find out just how quickly that $5,000 you spent has been turned into about $1,800.
And you also find it with all high-end goods. For example, the worst offenders are cars, which, of course, lose a large proportion of their value.
Drive it off the lot. Goodbye.
The same with real estate. The only reason that the real estate hasn't collapsed in the UK is because David Cameron's government is giving money to the homeowners by keeping interest rates low, and stealing from the saver, because in the UK you don't get any money or virtually nothing on your savings. And then you've got quantitative easing, which of course devalues the money you've got already. So in fact, anyone who's saving is losing at least 10% of their net worth a year. And one can see that if it's not worth saving, you start buying. But then when you buy, you find that everything you buy actually loses value. For example, if you bought gold at $2,000 an ounce, you'd find today it's around $1,600. So as you can see, you'd be losing $400 an ounce. So one can see the whole market is completely rigged. And what the whole market is about is getting you into debt, because once you're in debt, you have to stick with that lousy job, or if you're in debt as a student, you have to toe the line, not cause any trouble, because if you do, you'll never get a job. And of course, it also gets you to, we've got the big industry over here for young people, volunteering on zero pay to get experience in order to put on their CV, in order to get the chance of getting one of these elusive jobs.
What a scam.
Like myself, I hate jobs, and I think the thought of working for one of the big corporations owned by the banks, which of course are owned up the food chain by the Rothschilds, is something that I wouldn't want to do. And now we've got the case where all the young people are actually conditioned and brainwashed into doing anything and everything to get a lousy job that people of my age group would think of as something to be avoided at all costs. So you can see the retraining of the Western population, A, to worship jobs, B, to keep their mouths shut and their noses clean, and C, when they get some money, to buy garbage goods, which of course are only worth 10% of what we pay for it, to buy a house, which of course is a housing bubble, in that property is massively overvalued. And once the UK, for example, has got about 1,000% of its GDP in debt, so once the 1,000% GDP cannot be paid because interest rates have to rise, that's the end of the world for the UK and the end of the world for the UK property bubble. So one can see that this Rothschild ploy of dropping interest rates to zero and, of course, below using quantitative easing is there so that the massive debt accrued by the massive fraud, which comes from the Rothschild central banks and is perpetuated by all the financial systems, which are running simplistically giant Ponzi schemes, is there in order to produce growth. Growth is just the growth of these fraudulent debts.
Hold on with growth. Hold that thought, Tim, with growth. We don't do our commercial break here. We won't be growing here. Hang on. We'll be right back. Okay, and back talking to Terrible Tim in England about the Christmas season and the idea of earning money, what they call money, so you can buy things that you don't need, and which when you purchase and walk out the door, you've lost at least half of your money, if not more. Remember, there's a term in business called keystone. If you go into a store and you buy something, the normal keystone markup is double. In other words, the merchant has paid one half of what you pay for it. Now, the supplier to the merchant, of course, sells to the merchant at wholesale, and the supplier will pay about one half of his markup or her markup. So you're working at least a 75% thin air markup when you buy something off original cost. And actual cost of production is probably 20% of that. So it gets to be pretty silly. Go ahead, Tim.
And the next thing is that Christmas is a black magic ritual which you're participating in, which none of the Westerners realize because they are so ignorant. And of course, in the UK, the UK is starting to try and censor occult knowledge and banning any sort of occultism.
Yeah, what is that? What, Tim, what is that? Excuse me, what is that about? Are they trying to pass a law? And how do they define occult? Occult only means hidden.
Exactly, but the UK government's becoming very scared because I'm putting too much information up on my website, supernaturalspirit.com, mindovermatter.ru. And of course, as we well know, the elite, the Illuminati, are only Illuminati because they've got occult knowledge and you haven't. And if follow the Talmudic protocols, which are whatever is the property of the Rothschilds and the elite, is mine, because of course in the Talmud, whatever property is someone else's becomes yours. It's actually ritualized theft. So I've just been putting all the Illuminati information up on the internet. And of course, they're starting to get really, really upset. And it gets even worse in that I've actually trademarked Supernatural Spirit, Mind Over Matter Vampire in Class 45, which is psychic consultancy. So if the government tries to shut me down for doing anything, then of course I take them to court and say, well, you've given me the psychic consultancy under Supernatural Spirit, Mind Over Matter, Vampires. So of course you can't censor me because you've actually given me the trademark and the ability to trade under psychic consultancy, which of course is something that the UK government wants to forbid from being on television, and of course then will wish to extend it further. So they got themselves into a real jam with me, but it's good from my point of view, because everyone else who tries to get in on any occult, psychic consultancy, anything to do with psi in the UK, is now going to have the government closing them down, because of course there's total censorship in that area. So it'll just make me the only supplier, which is great. Coming back to the point, Christmas is a giant occult ritual. This is something that the UK government wouldn't want you to know about, because, of course, the Christmas tree comes from the Druids. The Druids worshipped trees, and, of course, they had mistletoe crowns, and, of course, they did blood sacrifices on trees. This comes about because the tree, according to occult, allows you to move your awareness into the lower levels, the underworld. So one can think of a Christmas tree as allowing the underworld denizens to come up into your living room and possess you. So the Christmas tree, of course, has connotations with the Kabbalah, the tree of life, which is the essence of the Kabbalah. And, of course, we know that the Kabbalah is the essence of Freemasonry. So all the Freemasonic temples are churches to the Kabbalah, the tree of life, the Christmas tree, the mistletoe, which you hang up, of course, is what the Druids wore on their heads. when they were slitting the throats of their sacrificial humans. Remember, they practiced human sacrifice. And, of course, we've got the nice, cuddly Red Santa, who, of course, if you look back to Santa Claus, you'll see he was a demonic entity if you look back in the past. So you're actually worshipping a demonic entity, a red entity. What other entity is red, Jeff? Any ideas?
Well, let's see. There is Chairman Mao and Kim Jong-il. And then there's the old, they used to call him Beelzebub or Satan.
Exactly. And of course, this is the part of the Kabbalah, which is called the Abraham ritual, in that if you accept the red color, you're accepting all the evil, which comes from the occultists, the Illuminati, and all the good stuff, of course, goes to the green color. So, of course, you can think of your Christmas tree as sucking up all the good things in life and broadcasting them to the Illuminati, and the red color, which you accept the gifts of Santa Claus, are actually the toxic waste, the sins of the Illuminati, which are downloaded into you via the color red. And, of course, one can see this Abraham ritual is very complex. You can read all about it on supernaturalspirit.com or the mindovermatter.ru website. And, of course, one can see that they also get you to get very, very drunk, imbibing loads and loads of alcohol. And, of course, according to the Kabbalah, it wasn't the apple which caused the fall of man. It wasn't Eve imbibing in the apple, but imbibing in the grape. And, of course, this goes to the center of Illuminati rituals, which are the Dionysus rituals. Dionysus was the god of wine and orgies and having a good time. And, of course, when the Illuminati have their big rituals, which you can see on films, for example, like Eyes Wide Shut, which, of course, was on television yesterday in the UK, just for coincidence, you'll see that they have loads of sex and they get massively drunk, which, of course, is calling for the Dionysus, this god of drink and orgies. And, of course, in Kabbalah, the grape, the vine, is the gateway for evil to come into you and causes the fall of man. So you can think of Christmas as a giant ritual which actually recreates the fall of man in the Garden of Eden and actually devolves you. So,
all right, hold on there. Christmas, hang on. Hang on, we're going to stop and we'll come right back and pick it up. Well, for me, I'd just rather have a simple, nice time. But you know Tim, he's got depth, and turn him on and let him go. A lot of things going on. It's a very unusual time of year, and of course, with the recent Zionist efforts to eradicate what the true meaning of Christmas is and certainly was, it becomes even more difficult for people to have a good time. If nothing else, in these times of stress and anxiety and severe depression for many, try and have a little fun. Right? Okay, be right back. Okay, back with Tim in England. Now, Charles Dickens, of course, a Dickens Christmas is celebrated by some misguided Americans thinking it was somehow quaint. Pretty grim times during Dickens' age in the city. especially the big city of London, where the classic Christmas Carol film is certainly to be watched, and I would urge all of you to watch the 1951 version with Alastair Sim. It is the only one that is perfect, and it's real amazing stuff. All right, now, I don't know if you've been out in the stores watching people or not, but you have had such an influx of illegal and other types of immigrants that are intent and committed to keeping their cultures alive and to insulate themselves from British history and British life. What's it like out there?
I went into Tesco's and black in the shop accused me of shoplifting because I had a bag which I put in my trolley, and he said I was attempting to shoplift because I had a bag in my trolley, and I just simply opened it up and said there was nothing in there, you know. Well, you should have left your bag by the door. Well, get stolen then. Are you accusing me of being a thief? I said to him. No, and then he started ranting on. I said, are you accusing me of being a thief? No, and then he eventually just ran off. But of course, it seemed to be deliberate in that there was a massive ploy in the UK in order to put the wigger, the white nigger, in the lowest form of servitude. I mean, dogs have more rights than the white nigger in the UK, in that, for example, the Spaniards, let's go to the high-profile wiggers in this country, footballers. Suarez of Liverpool Football Club was given an 8-match ban and a £40,000 fine for calling a Uruguayan black man a Negro in Spanish. John Terry, who's an England footballer, plays for Chelsea, was accused by a Negro of racial abuse, and he's on the front page of the papers, was yesterday, and he's been taken to court because it's a criminal offence to call Negroes niggers or black bastards or black scum. And of course, even if he didn't say it, if a Negro says you said it to him, then of course you've got no chance, and you know, you're going to be put in jail. So one can see that you know, this is the state of affairs in the UK. And of course, if you're the Jew, the Bolshevik Jew who owns everything, then of course this is a great state of affairs, because you divert the hatred of the wigger, the white nigger, from the Jew scum who are behind the banking crisis and have bankrupted the West, to the Negro, who of course is, according to a French politician, causing the European Union €70 billion a year, is making your own wiggers, the white niggers, unemployed, and all their young people who've got degrees unemployable. All the jobs in the UK are going to foreigners. 97%, according to the Daily Mail. And of course, this is a great indication that the Christmas ritual, which of course is practiced by the wigger, mainly the white nigger, is causing a devolution in the race, in that, for example, every Christmas they're doing a ritual which actually pumps toxic waste into them via the red Santa, the red reliable.
Well, it also, Tim, I think the bigger picture is here, it further enslaves them ultimately to the bankster cartel, which is dominating their lives from cradle to grave. It enslaves them.
The big picture from the Illuminati point of view is the occult. That's why the UK government is trying to, well, is bringing in laws, Ofcom are bringing in laws to ban any sort of information about the occult, psychic stuff going up on television. They'll try and broaden it to the internet, because, of course, that is the key to the Illuminati power, the fairy on top of the fairy tree. in fact, is the supernatural spirit, because all supernatural spirits are female. The male energy is the most valuable energy in the universe. And, of course, the tree, the green tree, is sucking the good things out of you and downloading the supernatural spirits to possess you when you do your Christmas ritual. When you go to church, the spiritual energy is drained off by the satanic churches, which have altars in the north instead of the east, and that spiritual energy is given to supernatural spirits, and of course is used to give them power and to get them to avoid Amalek and Lucifer, the cosmic law payback, which they should be paying. And the Jews, of course, know this, and that's why they're the richest, most powerful beings in the West. They own everything. All the banks are run by Jews. The Federal Reserve Bank of England, etc., is run by the Rothschilds.
Well, the whole central banking system, of course.
They grow wine because they want to get into the Dionysus ritual, control it. And they don't ever have Christmas. They don't ever have a Christmas ritual. It's only the white nigger that does. So all the good things, all the money, all the breaks, all the power goes to the people who don't practice Christmas, and all the nasty things, the poverty, the penury, the second-class citizenship, which you find in the UK now, where blacks are the first-class citizens, goes, all the nasty stuff goes to the Wigger. And you can say, well, it's a coincidence. No, it's a giant occult ritual, which is practiced on the 25th. Five is the number of the female, squared. So it's actually the day you need to do the ritual to give the supernatural spirits, the female spirits, this power over you. And, of course, on the 12th month, which stands for the manifestation of hell on earth, the Malkuth in the Kapothic realm. And, of course, this year is the perfect year because 11 stands for death. So this is the phase change, the final ritual to turn the white man Christian into the dehumanized, possessed, damned slave in the slave field with the black overseer over him. You'll find black security guards in all the shops as the thugs to enforce the corporate Rothschild rules on all the white niggers who go to buy their Christmas presents in the shop. So I find it most amusing.
Well, obviously, it's intrigued you, and you're no question
and
on the right trail.
And it's a front page of the newspapers because yeah. John Terry, who's a very famous England footballer, is now going to court because he said bad things to a black man on the football field, and this isn't a simple insult. It's a race hate crime, and he must go to prison. And of course, you might think, well, what's the use of having that? Well, it gives you great social control. And especially in your country, where you're ruled by a black man, who, according to some of your correspondents, is the bastard child of Malcolm X, who was a rabid hater of the white man. It's the perfect situation having the leader of America being a mulatto Negro, who is the child of Malcolm X, who hated whites and wanted to kill them all off. And, of course, if you're going to bring in the total wiggerization, the turning of the white man
now there's a word for you.
Under the Negro's boot, then, of course, Obama would be the perfect president. But we don't like to be too controversial, of course. It's a good thing I never pose any controversial questions.
Well, you're shy and boring, and I know. That's why we have you on. And see, the thing with Tim is he hates everyone equally. So
yeah, I hate Wiggers.
Well, that it's the most perhaps discouraging of all.
The people who are trying to poison me, kill me, are in the majority white niggers. So of course they're top of the pile with the Rothschild Jews who give the orders. So, as I say, just because I hate, the Wigger, doesn't mean that he isn't worth hating, because he's the cur of the dog who is in fear of his own shadow, and if a black man accuses him of saying something, he'll be going to prison.
I also like very much the term trolley, which I over here we call shopping carts. Trolley is much nicer. I like it.
Yeah, we call them trolleys. And it was quite funny that we got all these people with rucksacks and bags, but this black follows me around the store and then accuses me of stealing when I haven't even left the store because I had a bag on my trolley. And I think, well, now this isn't normal. He must have been put up to it, and it must have been MI5's grand plan because, of course, John Terry was on the front page of the newspaper. So this cunning ploy must have come from the front page, I think it was, of The Sun, which is, of course, is owned by Murdoch. And they were thinking I'd shout racial abuse at him instead of just making him look like a worm by, you know, saying, are you accusing me of stealing? Are you impugning my honour? No. And then there's no problem. I just, you know, walk
well, he picked the wrong guy to follow around the store.
And,
that's
you know,
what I
rubbing
can
the
say.
Face of the Negro, you know, in the dirt with the wigger who gives the commands. So it's quite fun.
All right. You are having fun. There's no question about it.
I'm enjoying myself immensely. But as I say, if you're a wigger listening, please do the Christmas ritual this Christmas. This is think of this as the death year. It's the worst possible time to go through all these Satanist rituals with the Christmas tree and all the other palaver. And, of course, one can see that it will bring in the brave new world of 2012 with the wigger on the slave plantation, with the Negro overseer, and, of course, the global war beckoning, which makes 1984 and all the draconian measures which you're going to live under mandatory.
Yeah,
all
indeed.
Powered by the occult rituals which you don't understand, but Christmas is the core black ritual to damn your soul.
All right. Thank you, Tim. And
having me on just for this Christmas special.
Indeed, and Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. And so I do like making people happy at Christmas.
It's I know you
my,
do. Well, that's
my nature.
Wonderful. All right. You take care. Right. Talk to you soon. The All right. The one and only.